2 of Tech Weekly. Tech Weekly is a show that gets released at the end of the week where I tell you the biggest tech news that has happened in the past week in about 10 minutes. First up, Apple had their October event on Monday where they released AirPods 3, new HomePod mini colors, Apple Music Voice, and of course the brand new MacBook Pros with the M1 Pro and M1 Max chips. The AirPods 3 feature an AirPods Pro-like design without the silicone ear tips and noise cancellation. It does, although, have spatial audio, and they start at $179. The HomePod Mini comes in a brand new yellow, orange, and blue color, along with the original black and white, and that still is starting at $99. The new MacBook Pros start at $1,999 for the 14-inch and $2,499 for the 16-inch. Those prices are pretty steep, but the performance that you get with those is very good. They feature the new M1 Pro and M1 Max chips, and the M1 Max chip supports up to 64 gigabytes of RAM, 8 terabytes of solid-state storage, a 10-core CPU, and a whopping 32-core GPU. They now have a notch as well as an HDMI port, SD card slot, and now they brought it back, MagSafe 3. Finally, it wasn't announced, but Apple is now selling their $19 polishing cloth. Next, Facebook is planning to change its company name next week to reflect its focus on building a metaverse. The coming name change, which CEO Mark Zuckerberg plans to talk about at the company's annual Connect conference on October 28th, but could be unveiled sooner, is meant to signal the tech giant's ambition to be known for more than the social media and all its ills that entail. The rebrand would likely position the Blue Facebook app as one of many products under a parent company overseeing groups like Instagram, WhatsApp, Oculus, and more. Google just wrapped up its Pixel 6 fall launch event this past Tuesday, where it announced two new phones and showed off the performance of its new Tensor processor. The Pixel 6 will sell for $599, and the Pixel 6 Pro will start at $899. Both will feature Google Tensor's processor and a 50-megapixel camera, as well as an ultra-wide camera. The Pro adds a telephoto camera and gives the selfie camera an upgrade with a wider lens and higher resolution sensor. Sony's PlayStation 5 has become the first console to outsell the Nintendo Switch in the US in nearly 3 years. The PS5's outsold the Switch in September in the US, according to data from retail analytics firm the NPD Group. Nintendo's Switch had been the best-selling console in the US for 33 months in a row, even outselling both the PS5 and Xbox Series X during their launch periods. Apple also announced that the next version of its macOS software, macOS Monterey, is about to be released. It will be rolling out as an update starting Monday, October 25th. I've been using it for the past couple of months, and I've been really enjoying it. Micro Center accidentally leaked specs and pricing for Intel's new Alder Lake Core i9 CPU. A sale page that has since been removed popped up on Micro Center suggesting the chips will be available for $669.99 when they launch on November 4th. The spec sheet reveals this chip will have a 3.2 GHz operating frequency capable of 5.2 GHz in turbo mode with 16 cores and 30 megabytes of L3 cache. As expected, the specs reveal it also supports DDR5 memory, PCIe Gen 5, and Intel's Z690 chipset motherboards that should go on sale at around the same time. DJI has announced a cinema camera that comes with a built-in gimbal, and it can shoot up to 8K resolution and uses LiDAR rangefinder that promises a sharper, faster, and more reliable focusing experience. Even in low light, which is pretty amazing. It's called the Ronin 4D, and while it's aimed squarely at professionals, it's loaded with interesting features and shows that DJI is continuing to develop its camera tech outside of drones. Elon Musk's Boring Company gets the green light for Las Vegas tunnel system. The system will allow passengers to hitch rides in Teslas to and from places like the hotel casinos on the Las Vegas Strip, the city's new football stadium, the Las Vegas Convention Center, and McCarran International Airport. Apple has just announced the next generation of AirPods, but if you've been waiting for new Beats earbuds, you may also have something to look forward there. A report from 9to5 Mac describes the upcoming Beats Fit Pro that will have wingtips that seem to be designed to ensure a better fit for your ear. In addition, To the new design, the earbuds will have active noise cancellation, Apple's H1 chip for speedy pairing and Hey Siri functionality, and support for quick pairing on Android through the Beats app. Okay, that just about wraps up this episode of Tech Weekly. Thank you to everybody that is watching and listening. If you enjoyed this, check out the Jake Brown Tech YouTube channel at youtube.com/JakeBrownTech, and check out our merch at shop.jakebrown.tech. And I'm Jake, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.